Thanks, Greg. We've just found a few minutes with C.J. Chang, principal viola of the Philadelphia Orchestra. C.J., could you talk a little bit about how you got into the viola?
Yes, I was originally a violin student at Curtis. My first year at Curtis, there was this great old musician named Alexander Schneider. And he came in for a master class in Curtis. His idea was to have all the violin students at Curtis to take viola lesson. I was the first one to sign in. And after the graduation, I thought I really should do more studying in the viola. So I went back to Curtis as a viola student. So I came into Philadelphia Orchestra as associate principal viola in 1994. And I never regretted playing the viola after that.
Could you describe how composers write for viola?
A lot of great composers play the viola. Bach did, Mozart did, Brahms did, Dvorak did, and Haydn. He was one who started writing more equal weight to each part instead of viola just playing a little harmonization of the rhythm. And as you can hear on the Haydn symphony today, viola takes a more important part in the music than anything that was written before. And Beethoven likes to use viola like an engine, a lot of fast notes and 16th notes, and so that it gives the vitality to the whole symphony. And Vaughan Williams, I think he also wrote very nice for viola. Obviously, the famous Talos Fantasy has a big viola solo and wrote very well for the viola.
And is there a certain kind of sound and a certain approach that the Philadelphia Orchestra takes?
Well, it's very famous for its sound. And I knew that in 1980 when I was only an 11-year-old kid and when Philadelphia Orchestra came to Korea for the first time. And that sound I never forgot, you know. And, you know, this was really the orchestra for me, you know, ever since I heard the first few notes of the Beethoven Fifth Symphony. The tone of this orchestra was like a great first impression I never forget, you know. So ever since then, that sound was in my head and, you know, probably subconscious of all my studies, I had that sound in my head, in my imagination, you know. So, and this is the only orchestra I've ever played in professionally.
Now, after hearing the Haydn and Beethoven, the Vaughan Williams will sound very different to the audience because it has a very different tone and a very different way of beginning.
Yes, I mean, this symphony is very different from any other Vaughan Williams I've ever played, actually. I was expecting a very different type of piece, very beautiful, you know, a lot of hollow harmonies and, you know, beautiful folksy English melody. But this one is very, very intense, almost from beginning to the end. A lot of diminished chords and tritones, and which, you know, it's just nonstop, incredibly intense music. And, you know, obviously the way Yannick does it is as exciting as it's going to get. So I think the audience is going to really like it.
Great. Thank you so much, C.J. Chang.
Thank you very much.